freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We gotta stop them! They're gonna kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being!
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you got it.
Red, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hand of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me,
give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given right, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you, everyone? Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Wherever you are listening to Revolution Radio, and this is Spirit Talk with Lizzie, and I'm your host, Lizzie. Yay! And it's Sunday. Sundays come around again, and I was really enjoying listening to Willow. And indeed, Willow, it did whisper. I heard the whisper. It was definitely a whisper going on there. It just wasn't clear enough to hear what it was saying. But you are indeed listening to Revolution Radio, so do become a patron. Become a patron and join in with the sharing into keeping the radio going by going to the store, get yourself some goodies, get someone some goodies, get yourself and someone some goodies. Why not? Press that button and donate. We have the archives. They're there 24/7 for free. And if you go up to the nav bar, you can press on the schedule. And you can see all the shows, A and B, with different time zone clocks on there. So hopefully that will help you to find your time on there. So I'd like to say a special thanks to everyone listening in and to everyone listening in and here in the chat room, because we love, love, love having you here in the chat room, and we love, love, love having you listening to all of our shows. Indeed we do. So if you are able to join in, come and check the chat room, join in with sharing your thought, feelings and emotions. Always remember to keep it respectful, because that's just the way the cookie crumbles, really. You know, with respect you get a long way, you know. You learn and you get listen to. Without respect, you really don't go that far. Honestly, you don't. But we are a great bunch here, and a great shout out and much love and hugs to all the moderators that we have here, and do a great, great work, and all the management. Everyone does great work. They also have, some of them have got shows of their own as well. Everyone does so much, so much work. So thank you, Comet. Thank you, Drivefly Guy. Thank you, Mitchell. Thank you, Pat Rabbit. Sorry, I'm a little bit croaky today. Thank you, all of the moderators and all of management, because indeed all the work you do is very much appreciated by all of us. So indeed, do forgive my croakiness today. Yep, Comet. So thank you, Comet, and thank you all the moderators. I mean, honestly, we really truly appreciate all the work we do. I will go into the visitors list and say hello to everyone. So hello, hello, hello. Walter Mauser, Monkey, Mona Rattler, Beautiful Lady Horse, Wonderful Monster, Cap Fred, Popsicle Toes, Mew, that is me, ID, or It, I'm not quite sure which one of it, Dry Fly Guy, Nazomania, Noreen, WH Devo, Comet, AR 185-162, Batsman, Laura Bell, Telstar, Blah, Cat Dog Girl, Beautiful Maze, Sorry Sunflower, Omega Logos, Harry the Busker, Boy Solomon, Wall E, Gear Bear, Listener, Wonderful, One and Only, Pack and Rabbit, Blessing, Melilia, Choppy Water, and Mad, One and Only Mr. Rome, Hammerhead, Tabby, Ladybug, Some Squash, Dirt, Mitchell, and so on. Thus goes this beautiful list of wonderful people. And indeed, we do love, love, love having you here in the chat room. So if you are out there listening and can join into the chat room, come on in, come on in, and share thoughts, feelings, and emotion, or just listen. And if you feel like commenting, do comment. I do like to communicate with listeners, so always welcome to ask questions or write something, and I'm happily comment on that. So here we are. I mean, Sunday, as you all know, is a fairly short show. It's a 8-hour show, but I am very grateful, very, very grateful to be here. And indeed, it is always a time to be grateful, always a time to be grateful, because we gather We're not always going to agree, but it is okay to agree to disagree. And the fact that we don't agree, it just adds to the beautiful fact that we are unique shards of the divine, unique shards of oneness. And indeed, when you look at it like that, it is something to celebrate. It truly is. Willa, I couldn't hear what it said. It was definitely a whisper, but if I could give you the resonance of it, it would have been a female resonance. It was a female resonance to it. So not that I could hear a female or a male voice, but the resonance was very female. So I don't know if that helps you. So let me try and home in and home in, and we breathe in and we breathe out. And we know we are spirit, and we know we are spirit soul on this most amazing journey. And because we are spirit soul on this amazing journey, you know, and we don't remember a great deal of our earlier journeys through, you know, before we arrived here. Some of us have some remembrance. Some of us don't have any remembrance at all. That doesn't mean you haven't had other experiences. It just means you don't remember it. It doesn't make anyone more special or less special remembering. It just is, you know, it just truly just is. And sometimes you have to see it as this just isness. Hello, open philosopher, welcome. And I do love seeing people arrive. Hello, memes. And seeing from the point of view that we are this, and seeing from the point of view, for example, some of my experiences with spirits since a child, which I have had many and have left me with no doubt whatsoever, because ever since I was a child, I had these experiences, and they were very, very clear. Very often as a child, I had spiritual experiences in dream format, but I also had them whilst in awake format. And very often that shows itself in a lot of children as the invisible friend, which people will just dismiss it as that. It's just an invisible friend. And it's okay. I mean, it could be. It could be an invisible friend. And sometimes, just sometimes, we build on too much expectation on things. And we expect too much. I come from the point of view that spirit, when it's true spirit, it often doesn't like all that on stage manipulation. It doesn't mean that some people that do on stage spirit channeling I'm not saying that they're not genuine. I'm not saying that they are not listening and tuning into spirit, but what my experience I find that spirit very often likes the quiet, likes the to come and connect in a quiet moment, at least my experience, and that is all I'm speaking of, not other people's experience. So other people will have experiences, very different experiences, and I have seen absolutely amazing people in a spiritual from the spiritual aspect, channelers, channeling spirit in sort of, even though they were not on a stage, but in that sort of environment, being absolutely amazing and on point. So, you know, therefore, all I was explaining was from my experience point of view. Because spirit knows when someone is a beacon. And when I say a beacon, there's many kinds of beacons. But a beacon meaning in the sense of you can hear, you can perceive, or you can see. Because there are many kinds of psychic abilities. Some people have got more than one. Some people have got the audible side or the vision side or both. Yeah, some people have got a deeper and a bigger variety of all of these. Absolutely open. It is very difficult to do. I have done it. I have actually done it in front of a crowd once. Although I was kind of pushed. I was pushed in front of this crowd because people say, oh, no, she's fairly psychic and this, that and the other. So they pushed me in front of this crowd after a few other people, psychics, had done their thing. And I was like, no, no, no. I don't know, you know, I don't know how to do this. And so here goes a part of my experience. Absolutely. Psychic, the psychic is the person, yeah? Psychic is not the spirit, yeah? The psychic is connecting to the spirit. But yes, yeah, so there I was in front of a fairly big crowd and quite shy, and I did go a little bit into a blip, and the lady that was there was an amazing lady, and she said, trust yourself. I know and I can see you surrounded by spirit, and I know they're trying to speak through you or to you. Just relax, don't pay attention to the people, just allow yourself to flow. So the thing that happened was I did just that. I relaxed. I kind of, in my mind, blotted out that there was all these people looking. And next thing I knew, I had this perception of a variety of beings, yeah, spirit beings trying to come forward. And so I started to narrate, but there were quite a few of them speaking at the same time. So I looked at her and she said, I know what is happening, just in your mind, put them in order, just say, you know, you can't deal with all of them, which I did. And so I cleared my mind and I just relaxed. And I literally closed my eyes just so I could let go and not see all the people staring at me. So I was tuning into the spirit that was around. And this was a very ancient place as well. So there was a lot of spirit. And so I started to say there was a lady, and I described the lady, and I described some symptomatics of this lady, and I described how she passed away. And when I opened my eyes, there was one lady, only one lady, and she had her hand up. And her hand was up saying, "And that is for me." So on that moment, I did channel something. And it was not telepathy. I did channel. But it is not the thing that I do. Yes. Again, telepathy, is something that you have to be very open, to channeling telepathy, and to be able to be on that channel. It's like you're listening to a radio, yeah, and you have the white noise of the radio, so that. And then you start fine-tuning, okay? So you can hear a music or classic music or the news. So you can then pick up different channels, yes? And so... as you learn to tune in, you learn to see the difference, yes? You truly learn to see the difference of what is what. Because you can channel spirit of loved ones that are still alive, yes? Because you are so connected with them, yeah? So they can be very, very far away and thinking of you. And you are thinking of them. And sometimes you actually end up picking up the phone. And the other person answers the phone and will say, "Wow, I was just going to pick up the phone. I was thinking of you, of such and such." And you know, on the other side, you have exact same response. So that is our part with... a telepathy or extrasensory perception, however you want to call it, yes? But we all are indeed doing this at all times. It's just differences of awareness allows us to put a finger on it or not. So either you realize what is going on or you don't realize. I don't think Reiki is a form of telepathy. I really don't. But I leave you to see it that way. But I really do not see Reiki as a form of telepathy whatsoever. Telepathy is one thing. It is energy. Reiki is a total different thing, and it is energy too. Don't forget, you and I, all of us, we are energy. But indeed, I think Reiki is a different, on a different energy level and a frequency to the telepathy. And it is not the same whatsoever, okay? In my humble opinion. And I have had, since a child, experience with healing. I have studied Reiki and other format of healing. So I've done a big variety of courses, of which I have mastered them. but to say Reiki is a form of telepathy, I personally disagree on that one. But it's okay to disagree. I'm not right and you're wrong. That is not what I'm saying. I'm just saying my point of view of it. Because I experience a bit of the telepathy and I experience the healing vibration too. And they're very, very different in my humble opinion and in my experience. Also, channeling is, a very different energy as well. Long distance Reiki and prayer. Yes, long distance Reiki and prayer. Now, prayer is on par with healing. It's a more similar energy. It's a more similar energy vibration. Absolutely, Sam's. Absolutely, Sam's. So, there's very many different vibrations. Very, very many different vibrations. And although they may be parallel to each other in many formats, they're not necessarily the same, okay? Because you cannot telepathically heal someone, but you can heal someone from afar, and that's not using telepathy, that is using resonance. Now, a different resonance to the telepathy resonance, total difference. And yes, we are all energy, and everything that is matter is it comes from the energy that we put into creation. Yes, so we think it, we feel it, and we join that into heart-mind coherence, into matter coherence. So, yes. Again, it's a marriage of a beautiful marriage, a beautiful dance of energy, yes? When you're dealing with healing, you have to come from the heart. You cannot come clinically out on people. If you come clinically out on people, then you are not doing true healing. Healing is something that is a heart resonance, and it is a resonance that comes from creation, from oneness, from God, from love. So only that kind of healing is good. Now, many healers will call themselves different things, but they all come from that aspect of wanting to, having the will to do good. Yes, so they have the will to do good, and the heart wants to do good, and it's something that already within them. Yes. So also you can do healing with sounds, yes, but all of those sounds, again, they're all sounds that come from that one and only resonance, which is the resonance of divine love, which is the sound harmonics of creation, yes. Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Sam Squash. Because the resonance of the creation, of the love, divine love, that is what is used when sound resonance is used for healing. Otherwise, if you are using a sound resonance and you're out of focus with that, then you harm. So you're not in harmony with that healing. You're not in harmony with oneness and creation, healing sounds. So instead of harmonizing with it and healing, you are in disharmony with it. And that is what you then create in body. Yes, a disharmonic resonance. You must have, all of you must have at one point or other listened to a sound that disharmonizes with your body. Yes? So you have this sound and it plays havoc with your body. Yes? Because it is not in harmony. Yeah, with the creation sounds of the divine, of love, creator. So indeed, when that comes in, that is what some people call the nefarious sounds that can destroy body, yes? There are sounds that can be directed at bodies, that fix bodies, and there are sounds that can be directed at bodies that make you feel very ill. So there you go, yes? So in sound resonance that has been given to us, and I'm not going to sing because I'm very croaky, but you have the ancient sounds. You have the ancient sounds that are primordial sounds of healing. And those primordial sounds of healing, they are... you can hear them in planetary systems. You can hear them in the sun. You can hear them on Mother Earth. And you can hear them everywhere. natural, absolutely beautiful, natural sounds. Okay? So they mostly are in tune with some harmonics. And they very often... I'm definitely not going to sing them, but you have the and 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 I'm very, very croaky today. Absolutely, they vibrate your whole body. So then you have these primordial sounds. And I'm finding it difficult because I'm very, very croaky today. You can go higher. And for example, if you are in the shower, yeah, because water is an amplifier. If you are in the shower and you have the shower head on, yeah, and you start from your lower chakral system, yeah, pointing the shower head at your lower chakral system, for example, and you start singing as you're going gently up, yes, and I love you, Comet, as you're going gently up. So you notice the difference in the water as you're going upwards, yes? You can go down as well. And then You do it. Hey. I'm really out of tune today because croakiness. And you do E. Very out of tune, T. You can go various, because you will see as you're doing this, the water will actually react closer to your chakral system that needs help. Yes? So, for example, you're doing actually, at the moment, my voice is actually also reacting to some of that as I'm going up and down with my hand. So it's actually reacting to that. So why, at the moment, when I'm doing A, E, I, O, U, what it's doing is reacting to the aura system that actually needs help. So what it's doing... Absolutely, Sam, absolutely. So what it's doing... is that so you can identify which of your auric fields need fine-tuning including your voice like me today but you see my voice because I'm croaky when I got to that point it really was trembling because the croakiness from the heart chakra upward, it's a little bit sort of off. So, of course, it's going to react and show it to me. If I had that in the shower, it would really show in a movement in the water. Try it. You'll see it's quite a lot of fun. So try and do it as in that format. You know, don't worry about if you're in tune or not. You know, you can go, ah, eh, e, ah, ooh. Try and use a tune in the old-fashioned, ancient format, which is the way I'm giving you. It's not the A, E, I. It's ah, eh, e, ah. There's more to it. There's a lot more to this. It's actually this is just a basis, really. I love it, Fat Rabbit. but you know, music is very healing or nefarious because of this kind of stuff. And sometimes you're listening to something and you really, really feel good. And another time you can be listening to the same thing and you really feel unwell. And sometimes it depends. It's not the music, but the music is reacting to you and you are reacting to the music depending on what is going on in your system, which is actually a very fine tune instrument. Yes? Absolutely, Sam. Absolutely. Now, it is amazing and this is very, very ancient. If you go into the past, you know, and you go to the true shamanic rituals, or they would have been done like that too, or even into the Egyptian temples where they did healing. So a lot of the pyramids are based on this sort of things. And you can actually listen when you are, not that I have been, but I have listened to some of these healing happening in pyramids, and it's actually very, very close to this, what I was just saying. So it's actually really amazing, really, really amazing. Absolutely blessings, and this is what I was saying. So all resonances are have both positives and negatives to it, because they can either build DNA or destroy DNA. So Hence why you need to know what you're doing. But your voice is not going to destroy. If you're doing this, you're never going to go against your body with your voice. Yes, absolutely, Petra Bit. Atlantis, absolutely, absolutely. So yes, so pyramids and their resonance chambers were true healing centers. You know, there were more than that. Pyramids, many secrets in there, many amazing stuff in there. Absolutely blessings, absolutely. So you see, you know, and this is just a little tiny little bit of that whom we are, and this tiny little bit is a little bit of remembrance of whom we are. So when we work on remembering whom we truly are, then we are embracing all possibilities of our capabilities. The temples too, yes, absolutely. That's why most of these places have got amazing resonance, including churches. You know, they all are made to sound in certain ways, and that's why the chanting in churches is amazing, because it is fine tuned. The body is, and then these places are fine tuned to amplify. Yes, what you know how to use, the frequency that you know how to use. So really, we are amazing, all possibilities, the amazing, true amazing beings, and something to embrace, yes? Absolutely, absolutely, Sams and Pat Rabbit. I mean, all this is all, you know, out there. It's no secret. The only thing that we are not totally aware, most of us, yes, is all of the sounds necessarily, which we should be learning at school. If we were taught these things at school, if instead of learning a load of gobbledygook at school, they would be teaching us the little bit that we know about whom we are, yes, then in that case, we would start to excel at whom we are. Instead, we often are afraid of being, yes, because we get told not to be. We get told it's not acceptable to daydream. It's not acceptable. Absolutely, Sams. Absolutely, I agree. We need, it's not magic academies. It's what it should be. School should be about enhancing all our possibilities. Open was saying, all these other capabilities, telepathy, healing, the sound resonance vibration, a variety, so many things about us, yes? So if we were learning these kind of things, then we would be enhancing them from the beginning. But we get told the opposite, yes? And then we withdraw into ourselves, and we don't really lose them. But what we do is we fall even further into forgettingness, yes? So it's, we already arrive in a forgetful state, but then as children, yeah, we embrace these things because we embrace very much that whom we are. And then we're told you're not allowed to be, yes? And then we fall back into forgetfulness, because it is so complicated to embrace that whom we are in a society that does not accept that. Hence why we grow up full and fully covered of layers and layers of conditioning that is given to us, and we also cover ourselves with layers of conditioning so we are accepted by others, and because we like to be accepted by others. And again, like Pat Rabbit was saying, you know, the temples, the pyramids, also the churches, all of these ancient buildings, they were aids, yes, and those who knew how to use them well. And don't forget, the churches, they were already built over other older churches or places of where people used to pray, very often on ley lines. So very often they were already built upon energy, built in such a way to amplify the energy, and then on top of that you open the energy wide open with amazing chants of healing, amazing powerful chants of healing, or sometimes of healing, or sometimes of consciousness opening filled energy. And when I say that is because you can do healing, but you also can open your third eye. You can open perception, and you can open many things within you again in the right circumstances, that in the old days it was accepted for a lot of people and with a lot of people, and then it became more of a closed circle and where only some were allowed, and then it became a true only for some, where only very few were allowed in. And then through the time, again, what happened was it trickled out here and there. And also, absolutely, Sam's. So as it starts trickling out, and also people's remembering starts opening up, because that happened with time, through time. Many of these places, including stone circles and many other places. And this is what people have been doing to opening their senses, have been doing. And of course, yes, some of it is there, open and available to all, and it's always been there, waiting for people to embrace that and for people to remember who they are. Because very often, it lies within you. And very often, it's not about someone giving it to you in a platter. It's about you do the work, yeah? You have to do the work. And yes, then very often when you do the work, then you bump into other people that are doing the work too. And then you start learning and sharing a bit more, and you start investigating and learning a bit more. And this is how people do these things. So indeed, then you go into spiritualistic churches like Open Philosopher. You go in and learn healing, various kinds of healing. You learn, go and learn about ESP. You go and learn about so there's so many of these kind of things that you can learn, including the healing, including knowing about plants and plant resonance and plant medicine. So because again, plant medicine is again mixed in all this, because it's again, it is resonance. Yes, it again, it's a marriage, it's a cosmic dance of Mother Earth reaching out to us, yes? Reaching out to us and say, look here, there's this you can use, and look here, there's that. And some people can see and read the plants and or feel the plants and know what medicine to make with that, or what good that would be for such and such person. Some people are amazing at that. I don't know. Personally, I don't know how to do that. But I truly admire those that have got those capabilities of knowing how to pick up a plant and read its auric field and understanding its resonance and know exactly what and how to use it and who that would be beneficial for. I mean, some people are amazing at that. I've had actually recently an experience of that where I was very stressed. It was actually fairly recent. Someone did me harm, and I was fairly stressed for a few minutes, but someone that I know saw that, and she is amazing with that sort of thing. She thinks I'm amazing with a lot of things, and I think she's amazing with a lot of things. So she has all sorts of wild plants that she picks up here and there, and then she grows them. So she went off and got them. Got one, and she brought it in her hand, and she was feeling it and said, yes, this is just right for you, and it has your resonance and everything. And she put it into a pot of tea with boiling water, and we allowed it to simmer. So then I started to drink, and I offered her some, and she says, no, that one is particular for you, it's got the resonance of you. And she said to me, I can drink it another time, but it will be when it has got my resonance to it. And she was so true, because as I was drinking, I totally relaxed. I was grounded, centered back into that who I am. And she laughed and I laughed. And she knows that I do healing. She knows that I do all sorts of stuff. But it is on a different resonance. And we do different things. So I help her. She helps me. Yes? So for the same token, when we were talking and I was feeling better, someone came in, and that was her friend. And that person was in pain, and I did not know this person. And I could see the pain, and I could see the pain exactly where it was. And I saw it, and she saw that I saw it. And she said to me, do it. Help her. She will be okay with it. So I asked her friend, yes, would you like me to do some healing? I can see this and that. And she said, yes, please. So I did healing. And when she arrived, she could barely walk and sat down. And after the healing, she got up and went away without even a thought of when she got up, you know, whilst normally she really has difficulties of getting up. Now, when she got up and started walking, her friends started laughing and says, did you notice that you didn't even think you just got up and walked? And she stopped for a second and said, wow, yes, that is true. So she didn't even think because she suddenly felt good enough to walk. And that is what resonance and healing and love can do. So you can do it with healing, vibration. You can do it with resonance of plants, medicine. You can do it with the sound of music, healing, resonance. You can do it with many, many are doing. So indeed, you know, healing, there are so many formats, and it is such a wonderful thing. And it is within the capability of all of us. Only some of us will excel more at something, and others will excel more on something else. Yes. We are amazing beings. Yes, we truly are. It's just we don't often give ourselves self-belief and credence, yes? Because everyone says, no, you can't do that. You're not allowed to do that. Many good people have in the past, you know, been burned as witches, where they were herbalists, they were healers, they were midwives, they were good people doing good work, yes? So indeed, you know, it's all about frequencies, and it's all about beingness and embracing that. Oh, wow, we are getting towards the end of the show, and it's gone so quickly, I didn't even notice we were at the end. Thank you all for listening. I love, love, love all of you. And I see you all on Tuesday, and I will have a guest with me on Tuesday. So, Silly, see you all on Tuesday on Studio B, Spirit Talk with Lizzie. Much love.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Be evasive.
But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
And Genesis chapter 6, verse 4, and there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came and also the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God, plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
No, that's right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm Steve Crawford, host of Factor Theory Live. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Check it out.
What the heck is the truth, jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this truth jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.